Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with Les Harrison, a popular basketball coach and founder of Showtime Athletics in Portland, Oregon. Also, Dr. Patrick Cohn, a nationally recognized mental game coach. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of the mental game in a kid's sports experience and how parents affect that game.
The first question I wanted to ask you guys is, how important is the mental game in a kid's sports experience? Why don't we start with Patrick, and then we'll move to Les.
Well, to me, in order to perform your best, you have to have a good mental game. Kids have to be confident, and they have to be focused on the right cues. They have to be able to deal with distractions, and when they make errors, they have to be able to deal with those errors. If they don't have a strong mental game, it's going to be hard for them to perform up to their potential, and then they'll have a less than optimal sport experience.
Now, Les, what's your point of view as a coach?
Well, dealing with the age level of kids that we deal with, the mental game is vitally important. The biggest problem that I see with the mental game is usually between the parents and the kids and not the coach and the kids or the game and the kids, is that a lot of kids are just not mentally together coming to the game because they have so many pressures from their parents. Their parents are trying to make deals on this is how you do this and this is how you do that, and then the coach is requiring them to go along with the game plan, and this makes for an unhealthy mental player.
Okay, Les, you're saying that you've got the kids pressured by the parents. Patrick, is that something you experience as well?
Well, yeah, and I think what Les is referring to is it's the expectations that the kids feel more so than maybe the parents pressuring them. See, what often happens is a child will take maybe some comments that their parents had made, and they might twist it out of proportion and put a lot of expectation on themselves to perform well. I mean, one example is a young 13-year-old motocross student that I've worked with, who his dad sold the house, bought an RV to travel around the country for him to make it as a professional motocross racer, and the kid felt so much pressure to produce just because that the father was mortgaging the house just so they'd have enough money to travel around and he could compete from race to race.
Wow. So, Les, I don't know if you have any examples that are that extreme in basketball.
Well, let me tell you how I think that I combat those particular problems that we have. I always invite parents out to practice, and I make sure that we're saying the same thing, and I allow the parents to participate. I even have the parents come out and do some of the drills so they can see the difficulty in some of the things that from the bench or from the stands it looks like it's very easy to do. And so what I try to do is I try to create an environment that is conducive to parents or rapport between the parents and the kids where wherever I'm saying, the parents are able to reinforce it, as opposed to those silent trips on the way home from the game because dad can't figure out why you just didn't shoot when you were open, and mom felt like you were passing to a certain individual way too many times. So I think for me, it's been a common thing that parents that have been over-involved, and it's a good thing. Parents, I mean, it's not a bad thing that they're trying to do. I just think it's the wrong approach. And so with Showtime Athletics, what we try to do, we try to help the parents have the right approach to the game. And if the parents have the right approach to the game, then it makes it easier for their kids to perform at being the best that they can be.
Right.
And that's what I try to bring out in every kid.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do with the Ultimate Sports Parent. Patrick, you have some real basic tips in our ebook that I think Les is talking about.
Well, absolutely. One of the things that I do is I try to get parents in line with what I'm doing with the young athlete and get them to understand how I want them to interact with the child after the performance. For example, I want them to, instead of asking, why did you do that wrong or why did you miss that shot, I ask them to focus on some very positive things that the child might do in the game first and foremost, and then maybe objectively, without the emotion, look at, well, what do we need to improve to get better? Because often kids are can be very self-critical of their own performance. And then if you have a parent coming in, you know, after a game, and they start to become critical, then things can really escalate, and obviously the child can lose confidence from that.
Right, and I think in some ways Les is trying to do the same thing. He gets the parents involved and tries to get them to understand the kid's point of view, right, Les?
Right, you know, it's funny when we say get the parents involved. The more you get the parents involved, the less involved they will be.
So you give them permission to be involved.
Well, yeah, I mean, the more understanding they have, the more they realize where they're out of their scope of practice.
So I
tell them all the time there's five elements in the game: fan, ref, coach, players, or parent. You have to choose which one you're going to be. And you can't be two.
Or you can't be two at the same time?
You can't be two at the same time.
Now, what about a coach? What can coaches do to boost a kid's confidence and mental game set?
Well, for Showtime, we don't focus on the score at the end of the game. We think that it's vitally important that whenever a kid gets on the floor, it's always a teachable moment. And when the kid gets on the floor, there should be something that that kid does that they're successful, that they have some form of success. And the coach's job is to find out and see those things. If a kid missed a shot, you say, but you follow through. You know, he did miss the shot, but you follow through. That lets the kid know that you're recognizing that the effort is there, but there's just a little bit of tweaking that may need to occur for them to make the shot. So I think that every time a kid gets on the floor for a coach, you should be able to find something that the kid is doing right.
Right, and I think Patrick is saying the same thing. On the parent's side, the parent gets in the car with a kid and says, hey, you did that right. Correct, Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely. Be able to reinforce what they're doing well before you talk about anything else. Maybe list two things that they did well or that you liked about their performance, focusing on that success. You know, maybe you didn't win the game. Maybe you weren't the star of the game, but there was a couple of things that you did very well that the parent was happy about. And I think as Les was talking about, little mini successes, achieving mini goals, instead of looking at being the star player, did we win the game? I think those things can also help, you know, an athlete build confidence from reaching some of those mini goals.
Now, let's talk about just one of the tips that we provide in our free ebook. And I think that was focus on the moment. And in some ways that means focus on the mini goals, doesn't it?
Well, the mini goals, the purpose of the mini goals is to help athletes focus on the moment. If my job, for example, a golfer, take the sport of golf, which I work quite a bit in with the young kids, if I want them to focus on the moment, I talk about what do you have to do to hit a good shot. Let's define that. You have to pick a good target. You have to see a good shot. You got to imagine it going to the target. You have to be confident, have good thoughts that it's going to go to the target. So you focus by focusing on the moment and those things you need to execute, it helps athletes play in the now. And you absolutely want athletes to play in the now and not be so obsessed and so worried about the end results.
Right. And Les, you're saying the same thing, aren't you?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why Patrick wasn't working with me.
Well, now you two know each other. You can start working together.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing him say, we just use a little bit different terminology, but he's saying the exact same thing that we say, is that when you're shooting a shot, visualize, picture the ball going in.
Right.
And trust your mechanics, trust the fundamentals. And we've had a lot of success with that. And I'm actually looking forward to having more kids hear from Dr. Patrick. A lot of our kids and parents, I think that just the stuff that I'm hearing right now in this interview, that there's so many jewels that you're saying in a little bit that you say. So it would behoove us to make sure that we get our parents and our kids hooked up with you to be able to help them through these day-to-day battles.
And to do that, we've launched the Ultimate Sports Parent, and our website is youthsportspsychology.com. Well, I'm going to be back with Les and some of his coaches and Patrick in the future, And thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You can learn more about this topic by downloading our free ebook at youthsportspsychology.com.